message received.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 14 of the Online Business Platinum Podcast with your host, that's me, Jeff Smith. A very warm welcome to all of you. Glad to see that we're getting more people listening to the podcast, downloading the podcast. Great to see the groundswell. Obviously, we're hitting a mark with this format of trying to condense as much useful information, tactical information for you, tips, techniques, and strategies in about 15 minutes or less, as opposed to some of those long, drawn-out podcasts that go on for 2 hours and you know, really don't say a whole lot. It just drives me bananas, folks. I listen to another few of them. And the funny thing is that, you know, some of the people I listen to, I really respect those people. I really want to hear what they have to say, but I don't want to listen for 2 hours to get 15 minutes of nuggets out of the podcast. It just drives me crazy. Give me your thoughts on that, by the way. Head over to Twitter. Hit me up in the handle at Higher Trust and leave me your comment on what you think of the podcast sphere itself, and whether you've listened to podcasts and you get a little bit bored about some of those podcasts that go on and on, either in dialogue, they try to entertain people, they try to be funny, they try to tell stories, etc. And stories are fine, but when it draws into 2 hours or even over an hour, I just find, you know, get to the point, guys, and value our time and respect our time, I guess, is my thought on that. So, with that in mind, this week's episode, or this episode, is sort of surrounded around a build your website and blog themes set of questions. First question I'm going to address is came in this week from an emailer who saw me on Higher Trust based on some blog posts we made over at higher trust marketing.com/blog. Their question was, a general topic area that they were interested in. They wanted to know, when they start their blog, should they just post stuff that they think is interesting, general information around that topic, or should they really focus from day one on sort of the niche, on finding a specific niche within that larger market and hone in on that for their blogging? And I'm gonna answer that question right up front because I think it's an important one. Then I'm going to spend some time on, I had some questions this week around, this is from our infomarketerzone.com members who are at the point where they've come up with their product idea, or come up with their niche. They're now creating their WordPress block back end, as we explain inside the site. And they're at the point of picking a blog theme for their site. And a lot of confusion around that, so I want to try and straighten that up. We're going to cover some questions on that, including, you know, what themes, what are skins, what are plugins, what are actual theme pages, etc. So what do you need to know about that? And we've had experience building a ton of blogs, so we'll talk to you about that. And then finally, I want to follow up. There's some questions around, or some concern, I guess I would say, people have around why they should create their own product and if they still should in this day and age. So those are the three questions we're going to address. We're going to jump right into the show now. I want to say up front, though, hit me up with your questions either at the higher trust marketing.com/blog. At the top, you'll see a podcast directory, in which case you can get to all the podcasts really quickly. Lots of other good content over that blog, but if you want to just focus on the podcast, that's great. And any one of those episodes, if you can leave a comment with your question, with your comments, that'd be great. I read them all. We get pinged as soon as you comment. And just leave a comment over the blog, or a question if you want me to answer it in a future edition, or hit me up at Twitter or at the handle at Higher Trust. All right. Jumping into the first question. This question from a gentleman that asked me, he's got a general topic area, and this isn't it, but I'm going to just use health as an example. This wasn't his particular market, but I'm going to draw an analogy. So let's say you're interested in a couple of areas of health and wellness. His question is really, should he just blog about whatever health and wellness topics of that day, of that week, interest him, or should he pick an area within the net, within that larger mega niche, and sort of focus his blog in on that? My answer to that is definitely focus in on that sub niche. And one of the questions we got to when I started talking to this gentleman was, You know, what's his plan for monetization for the blog? And interestingly enough, and this is the case, I would say, in 99% of the situations, is that the person who is wanting to start a website or start a blog really hasn't a well thought out plan of monetization. They might, you know, their hope is that they can build an audience and that they'll put some AdSense on there and make some ad money, or they'll promote affiliate products, or they'll maybe eventually get around to creating their own product. Lots of up in the air, lots of possibilities, and probably things are at least 6 months to a year away. Well, that's a little bit problematic. Although you don't need to have a product to start a blog or to start a website, I do highly recommend that you have an idea of the audience that you want to target, and even the niche topic that you want to target. So if you're going to market information products or services, then there's a specific desire and or transformation that information products target. You want to have an idea of what that is. So in the health and wellness field, if you know, there's things like you can target the problem of overcoming stress. You can target the problem of losing weight, of specific, you know, you can even get more specific than that. And you want to lose weight around the middle, right? Lose abdominal fat, and you want a six pack set of abs, or you can focus in on you want to increase your endurance or your stamina for various reasons, right? You want more energy. You want to, maybe you're a runner, you're an athlete, you want to get your endurance up. Those are all specific examples where you want to have that in mind. And although there's nothing wrong with having the odd blog post where you diverge from that, by and large, you want, it's sort of an 80-20 rule I use, where you want to focus 80% of your content and your blog into that niche specifically, and you want to address that market specifically. So now, not every blog post is going to be around, you know, a technique to lose 10 pounds around your middle. That's going to get old if you do that over and over and over and over again. But you will want to keep in mind that that audience member that's sitting there with 10 to 20 extra pounds on their middle when you write your blog posts. Okay, so that's the important thing, is you have to have an end picture of your customer in mind when you write your blog posts, and that will structure the content that you develop from that point on. And that will make it so much easier when you do decide to monetize. You know, ideally what you do is you research the topic in the beginning, you find out, are there back-end products that are selling? If so, how are they targeted? What specific niche transformations are they targeting? And then, you know, focus in your content on that. All right. So a lot to say around that. And you'll find a lot inside InfoMarketerZone.com if you decide that you want to start an information product business, and, you know, either marketing affiliate products or designing your own products. And that's the way you want to monetize your website and your online business. I would highly advise you get over to that site and you join up. It's a very minimal amount. What we've been able to do there is scale a lot of our expertise running multiple businesses around the web over the last few years. And we update that site weekly. Got a ton of tips, techniques, and strategies, a six-week fast-track course for developing your online business. And that goes for anyone who is just structuring, you know, getting an online presence with an air to earning money or transforming that into a monetization strategy later on. All right. Okay. Second question. A lot of questions around which themes or theme packages or templates that people should use when they set up their WordPress blog. Okay, so what I'm talking about here is that when you set your WordPress blog up on your cPanel with your web host, for example, that sets up a database for you, and it sets up a very minimalist, basic admin panel and set of page templates for you, of which you would generally not stick with. You would go with some sort of theme or template package that would allow you, that gives structure to your page. It gives sort of the layout of, you know, whether it's a single page, whether it's a page with a sidebar, whether it's got multiple page designs for your blog versus your content pages. It's got things like, you know, usually a standard about us page. It's got some navigation, you know, a navigation area. It's got a place to put a banner or a logo. You know, it's got basic things that you'll need to navigate a website. Now, your question before you go out and look at these, and I'm going to give you some examples in just a minute of where to go to look for them. But before you do that, and the mistake that a lot of people make is you've got to understand what type of site are you building. So let me just give you some examples. So you could definitely have a blog where you're blogging daily and you're blogging mainly written content And so that's what you're really focused on. How do I find a theme or template that makes my written content look good on a day-by-day basis, easy to find, easy to navigate, highlights my main, maybe some feature content, and allows people to navigate through the rest. Okay, great. The other use, though, is obviously if you need to create sales pages, if you need to create one-time offer streams where you offer an upsell or a downsell from your sales page, or you provide a squeeze page where you have a landing page. You've seen those where you got a video maybe on the right, some text on the left, and your idea is to get someone to subscribe to your list. That's called a squeeze page. Those, again, are another set of templates, another, there are theme packages that sort of warrant and focus more on those types of areas. Then there's more of the traditional website, the one-page website or a website that's designed to sell something, right? You're mainly focused on a sales page. Or you could have more article layout type functions. You could have a theme that is more structured for videos. If your thing, if the way you're going to communicate with your marketplace is through YouTube or videos, then certainly you want to take that into account when you look for your theme. There are some really cool themes that allow you to organize your videos in a way that is very appealing to your customers, very different than, say, the other types of blog themes. So understand the type of content you're going to need, and sometimes it's a mix, and that's okay, but have in mind the types of pages that you want before you even start up. It's even good to actually go to search under your keywords for your niche market and see what other people have got. Look at the layouts they have and even, try and match some of those layouts, some of the things that you like about those layouts. Now, where do you go? Some tips from personal experience around the themes. You do have to be careful when you're selecting a blog theme. You're selecting a long-term commitment to a back-end set of functions that interface with the WordPress database. And WordPress, by its very nature, it's an open-source back-end, and it goes through a lot of updates, just for security updates, bug updates, patch updates, etc., feature updates. And some of them are very intrusive. And the challenge you have with most templates out there, especially if you go with free templates, is that you'll get the template once, and within 3 or 4 months, WordPress will come out with a major update, and it will break everything. And all of a sudden, you're screwed. You've bought into this theme, you've customized it to some degree, you've generated a bunch of blog posts, and now your theme is broken. And without someone having a premium theme behind it, they're not likely to stick with supporting that for the long term. Now, there are a few exceptions. And I would recommend if you're really bent on a free blog theme, you really want to focus on going to the WordPress themes page itself. So over at WordPress.com, and I think it's called, it's actually themes.wordpress.com. And you'll find over 300 themes within that directory. Now, those at least have been vetted to some degree by WordPress organization. So you know that they're a little bit more legitimate than what you might find on Joe Blow's website, that they're not programmed badly, that there's not a malware that's actually included in the blog. So stick with sort of the free themes over there. Now, what I would suggest is that you go with more of a premium package, and you don't have to spend a fortune. You can get premium blog themes for anywhere from $20 to $50 that are quite nice. You'll have a lot less competition out there using that theme, and you'll have long-term support. Sometimes you have to pay for that support, $20-$40 a year. And that's fine. I mean, it's well worth it. Once you get, building a blog, you'll understand why that's worth it. So a couple of places I like for those are Woo Themes. I've used Woo Themes on a number of our sites, and I like both their designs or templates, as well as the other thing we didn't talk about is plugins. There are a bunch of obviously free WordPress plugins out there. Same caveat, though, with free themes is that free plugins tend to also break when WordPress comes up with updates, unless they're very widespread, well-known plugins, and so you can get into some hot water there. what I like about these premium themes, like Woo Themes, for example, is they sort of vet the plugins and they make sure that the plugins are updated if they do break, and that they also have some custom plugins that they develop that can be very useful that the community hasn't really thought of. So, you know, Woo Themes is one of those. Another one, especially if you're developing a lot of squeeze pages, sales pages, even membership sites on top of WordPress, I like Optimize Press 2. And I'll put some of these links below. I'll put four or five links for you below for the in the show notes that will guide you guys to some great places to look for blog themes that we know we've used. And we know we've used them for a number of years, and we know they have the support behind them. All right. So any questions around blog themes, post them in the comments of this. We'd be happy to go into more detail on that as well in a later show. Final statement. Still a lot of people asking me if why in this day and age people would create their own products when they can, you know, they can market affiliate products, they can make money off of AdSense, etc. Same thing holds true. In fact, it's more important than ever. Is that there are so many advantages to creating your own information products. I'll just name a few here. Number one is the leverage that you get, right? So everyone understands, I think, that the most expensive part of selling a product is reaching the end customer and marketing that product, getting the initial sale. If you're selling someone else's product, then you do that once. And in fact, oftentimes they sign up to a list that's part of the sales funnel for that product. And actually that person can actually gain a customer for life. You typically don't, you know, unless you're running a upfront list and selling affiliate products. But vast majority of cases, you're selling affiliate products in a way that's not scalable and you're not getting repeat sales. And in fact, you're doing the most expensive part of the selling for that product producer, and you're most likely making less than they are, right? You're making somewhere around 30 to maybe 50% if you're lucky, but in a lot of cases, you're not even making that. So flip that on its head and you create your own product. Now imagine that you've got 100 different partners out there that are exposing your product to their audience, giving it their endorsement, their testimonial, and advising their customers to buy it. Think of the traffic that gets you. Think of the reach that gets you. Think of the back-end money that gets you and the profit, right? And that's the leverage aspect of it. You can develop a product over a six-week period, say using the system over at infomarketerzone.com, and then just go about, you know, spending an hour or two each week keeping up your partner aspect of your business and just have partners feeding you your sales. And there are people I know that are making 6-7 figures in this business, many ClickBank information products where they rely almost exclusively on partnerships to drive traffic for their product. Now that's leverage, because you'll never go through all the trouble of, you know, once you've got a partner and they're happy, they're going to continue promoting week after week, month after month, year after year. I've had some people on my list for over 10 years, believe it or not, that have been my affiliate for some of my products. It's amazing. And, you know, once they put a link up in their blog, they don't take it down in a lot of cases. So that leverage aspect is important. Credibility, that's the other side. Having your name on a product gives you instant credibility, allows you to charge more, gives you a reputation in the market. And by extension, by the way, anything you promote to your list, once you've sold them a product or once they know you have a product, your credibility is so high, they'll pay you more for your product at that point, because they know you're an expert. They see you as an expert. They see you as a guru in the industry. So not only does the product itself make you more profit and give you leverage, but the reputation and the credibility and branding that product gives you allows you to sell more to that customer, get mind share, and actually sell it for more than your competition would. Okay, so that's just two examples. And for sure today, it's just as powerful to have your own product, if not more powerful in this day and age of high competition. I urge you strongly to have a plan to create your own product as part of your offering, whether you're marketing a service, whether you're making money with advertising, whether you're making money selling other people's products. You should have as part of your monetization strategy to create your own products and leverage those across the internet and sell your products online. All right, that's my rant for the day. Appreciate you sticking with me. Went a little longer today, but I think it was in with good purpose in mind. We stuck to high content, highly usable, highly applicable content. Like I said, we want to hear from you guys. So get over to the blog, hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. Leave us a comment against the podcast episodes and hit us up at Twitter. At HireTrust is our handle over there. Want to hear from you. Post your comments, your questions. We'll be happy to answer them and give you some free advice. All right. And if you guys want a fast track program and you want some private mentorship, head over to infomarketerzone.com. We'll give you the benefit of more than 10 years of experience online building businesses with some of the biggest names in the industry. And you'll get that along with, video training series, lots of tools and other strategies. All right. That's it for today. Appreciate you listening as always. And we will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye for now.